I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Hear Me Out Tuesdays with our favorite therapist, Sam Garanzini, and Alopecky Yee from the Gay Couples Institute. Welcome back to the show.
Well, hello. Glad to be here.
Happy Tuesday. And now we are looking at a subject today that everyone can identify with, and that's why we love having you on. Age, maturity, differences, the age gap that might happen when you're dating someone. You know, some people are into older folks, some people are into younger folks.
Right.
And how does that impact the dynamic in the relationship?
Yeah, we really wanted to talk about some of the strategies that we repeatedly saw with the couples that are successful with this topic, and there's just some common mistakes that we see others making that I think if they just knew the pathway to not make those mistakes, they'd do a lot better.
Okay, so first off, I guess, is it, quote unquote, and we hate to like say the normal or not normal, but is it normal or healthy to date someone with a huge age gap between you?
Well, I don't think, we saw so many couples that have large age differences, like over 20 years, and it was very healthy and just fine. And then we saw plenty of couples that had the same age, and it was just fine. So the age difference, the what of the problem really wasn't the issue. It was kind of the how they went about it and how they let it affect them.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I think it's also societal. There's stigmas, and so you tend to feel judged, and then you bring it into your relationship.
Totally, right. So there's definitely societal pressures like that. But if we talk about the primary couple as itself, the big takeaway out of this is the age difference did not matter. Whether they got along or didn't get along was not necessarily because of their age.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Ryan, have you dated someone older or much younger? Are you thinking about it?
No, I haven't actually. I think it's more so, do you think age and maturity have anything to do anything? Like a person's maturity level, and if they are younger, if they're more mature for their age, I feel like I hear that quite often. How do you think that plays?
Well, so let's talk about the couples that didn't handle this well. And so what was consistently what we would see is that they would let it get the best of them in how they dealt with one another. So there would be a lot of, you've already dealt with this. You're older than me. You've already dealt with this. And I need to have my time to go do yada yada, even though we're in a relationship. Or, you're so much younger than me. You will never understand what it's like to be my age. Well, eventually you will, but you don't understand what it's like to be my age going through this.
Yeah, but those are real things. How do you get through that? Because those are legitimate things to bring up, right?
So what you hear in the two situations I just posed is those people are automatically starting off as adversaries.
Mm.
And that's what you exactly want to avoid. If there were anything to write down from today, it would be that's what you want to avoid, starting off the conversation from that adversarial place, like you're too old, you're not mature enough, or you're too young, you don't understand me, and we're already butting heads. That doesn't put people in the place where they even want to learn what your perspective is.
Yeah.
And that people just grind their heels in.
Totally. But I feel like those are red like flags or things that either because you're infatuated and you're going through that fantasy dream phase, you know, with each other, where you throw it under the rug, but ultimately it possibly comes up as the reality of the situation.
It can be. But I think what Sam is saying is, what is your perspective on it? So, you know, to Ryan's point, if I can get a little philosophical for a minute.
Go for it.
You can have someone who is young, who is an old soul, And then you can have someone that is older, that is a young soul. So what is your perspective on it? So in Sam's scenario, you can look at this as an adversarial thing. On the flip side of it, you can say, if you are that older person, to say, hey, there is something, if I'm going to date this younger person, there's something about him or her that is young and fresh and has a wonderful spirit that I can learn from. And for that younger person to say, this person who has gone through life, who has gone through all of this experience, I can also learn from him. And can we balance each other out where we learn from each other? That's what we saw that helped couples with a large age difference make it.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had my fair share of age gap relationships. I actually dated someone that was the same age as my dad's girlfriend. My dad's girlfriend was younger than him, and then I dated someone the same age as his girlfriend, so we all had a double date once. It was awkward. No, it wasn't that awkward. But I found, you know, in the end, it did make a difference. But and then I'm never sure if it's because you come into it with that judgment or filter. So it's interesting to see couples that make it. I know also my grandfather married someone that was 20 years younger than him. And guess what? When he was older, and this sounds like really sad to say, like she had to take care of him when she was still in the prime of her life as he was dying. I know, not to be a downer, but like those are realities I feel like we don't think about.
And absolutely. And so it's a matter of perspective, right? That does the cost of being with this person outweigh the benefits, or does the benefits outweigh the cost? So if you're already going into it, wow, this is a big stigma, what are other people going to think? And you're not, and you don't necessarily think that, but you're really caving in on what you think other people think, then it's probably going to fail.
Yeah.
Because you're just too worried about what other people are feeling and thinking and pointing fingers at. And you're not living your own life and your own truth.
What about, I mean, friends and all that, I guess you could put aside. But what if it's like family members or even friends that you really care about, and then they're giving you, you know, their thoughts? That's hard to not to ignore that.
Right.
Boy, it definitely is. I'm thinking of a few situations where it's been an older person with a younger partner, and where they're feeling family pressure. People saying like, why are you with this younger guy? What is going on with this? And again, it's the success out of that is couples that champion their age difference, and they don't hide it, and they talk about it explicitly to one another, and then they show that this is actually a thing that makes the two of them better, and they both truly believe that. So yes, he might be a lot younger than me, but here's all the stuff that we get to do that makes our life just the vitality has gone way, way up.
Yeah, and that's a huge, huge point to make, and I want to overemphasize that. It's just like coming out, where at first your parents, your friends might not be okay with it, but they come around. They're looking to you on how to react. So if you as a couple with a large age difference, so a lot of our people that we've been talking to and commenting on this particular issue, it's like 10, 20, 30 years difference, all right? So
that's big.
If there's
30.
That large, yeah, well, we had a few that was 30 years difference, you know, and so like these are gay men with large age differences, but they make it work because they don't care. They don't care about the stigma, and they set how to make other people act on them or how they should react to them. So if you're okay with it, you're teaching other people that it's no big deal.
How do I, and this is like speaking from a personal moment, you know, how do I respond to a person that basically says that they wouldn't date someone my age, yet we're in the same maturity level?
Oh.
And they're older, by the way, because I'm 25, just to put that out there.
Of course.
But I just don't, and I guess I can give context. I also don't feel like I can date other people my age or around my age, because I, career-wise and just maturity-wise, I feel like I tend to be on a different, more so level, especially with the way I've grown up and all that stuff too as well.
You're an old soul.
Yeah. A lot of people think I'm a lot older than I am. So it's like, how do I balance that?
So I think that's a cool question. That comes up a lot. And so do you see how, with what we talked about earlier, that person, that situation is already failing the first test, which is, are we making this an issue that immediately sets us up as adversaries? That is by itself, I would think that's a red flag, particularly if they do it first off the bat. That's communicating. When you just asked me that, I'm going to tell you something that I've learned from personally and seeing a lot of people in therapy over many years, is how people are in the beginning, how they are in the middle, how they are in the end. Mm. And so if somebody starts off from that place, they're probably going to be like that all through the middle, and then they're probably going to finish there too. And so if that kind of thing would come up, I would just kind of punt on that one and go on to the next.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right, so that guy's not in the picture anymore.
To the left.
No, but I feel that totally makes sense, because those arguments that are brought up, even if it's in a casual way, people use that against you when stuff hits the fan, you know?
Right, and like you were saying earlier, if your parents are against it, if your friends have issue with it, that's one thing. If the person you're trying to date also has an issue with it, and they don't know and they're unsure, and it's like, what about the stigma? That's already an uphill battle, along with everything that's just the normal stuff of just dating. Getting to know them, are we compatible? Never mind just the age gap that you're throwing on top of it, that one or both people in the relationship is making that a big deal.
Okay, so, but what is the balance between it being a healthy, like, okay, great, you like someone, you have a connection, but if there's consistent behavior of dating younger, and I think specifically men deal with this, where it's like if they're always dating the young woman, like they get a lot of crap from people, and the balance of they're in therapy of saying, like, is this an issue? Do I have something to heal? Or like, why aren't I dating someone my own age? How do you deal with that conversation as a therapist?
I think it really comes down to, is that relationship with that particular person, is that making that person better, or is it holding them back, or are they kind of like just playing out some kind of drama or something from their shadow side, where they're just kind of like projecting some needs on this person, expecting them to fulfill it? Or do they, like, back to your, what you said earlier, Ryan, is this an, what you would want to hear off the bat from an older person is, hey, I'm older, I'm looking for somebody younger, but somebody who's mature, somebody who we both can have fun together, somebody who can kind of, you know, keep me excited about new things and keep challenging me, but also can have conversations with me about the things that I have seen too. That would be kind of like the North Star of where you would want to probably be going. This repetitive kind of thing where they're just kind of shopping around for the latest young person, that kind of thing, you'll start to see patterns in the people that they date, and those are short-lived relationships because they're not spending the time to find a quality person. They're not going into it really with a plan. Like, I'm looking for someone that really brings something to the table for both of us.
So I guess, how do successful couples, like, I guess, balance even different drives when it comes to like social or even sexual drives?
So I was hoping this would come up. This kind of thing is one of the more common things that we have seen as far as like sexual drives and age differences, because it's just normal biology, et cetera. And again, the same rule applies. So couples that let the age difference and the drive difference get the best of them, then they have the worst time with this topic. People who say, like, you should kind of be growing up sexually like are you serious? You want to do that? Like, I've already had those days. There's nothing there. You shouldn't want to do that. That's like your yellow or red flag scenario.
Yellow flag. Yeah. People, I mean, any shaming of any sort and whatever age, I feel like I've dealt with guys that are younger that have less sex drive than I do. They should be in their prime.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, so that's really interesting.
Yeah, and if I can just say before we end here, really, one big takeaway out of this is, and this comes from Paul, one of our fans from the Gay Couples Institute that commented on this, that you must be open to what the other person has to offer and what you can offer to them.
Ultimately, that's
really what this all comes down to, and I thought that was really well said that I wanted to share.
Yeah, and I just think as we wrap it up that people sometimes end up like being honest about what they want, but then they're not ready to give that, or they're like, if a young person wants to have a child and the older person,
right,
I'm talking about kind of maybe the cis hetero, actually not, the older person doesn't, they've already decided. I think there needs to be something about letting that person go and not holding them, because it's, you know, you are infatuated or quote unquote in love. Like, you got to let the journeys continue. So what is coming up next week, you guys?
Ooh, what is coming up next week is,
have we not planned this?
I mean, this is live
next
radio.
Next week, Hear Me Out Tuesdays.
Live radio.
I guess we'll let people know soon.
Oh my gosh. This one I actually can't wait for. I'm glad I looked it up to make sure. Privacy, phones, trust.
Ooh.
Should you let your partner just, investigate the hell out of you? What are you doing on your phone? Who are you chatting with? Show me your phone right now.
That is a good one.
What numbers did you call? I noticed you got this email. Should I have your password?
Yikes.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, well, that is coming up next week. We do this every Tuesday. Hear Me Out Tuesdays. Thank you again, Sam Garanzini and Alapaki Yee.